test, test, test. Test, 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 test. Test, 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 test. Test, test, test. Test. Test, 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 test. Test, 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 test. Test, 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 test.
Good.
Thank you.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today? Yeah. This is a unique Sunday school class. My attendance just grew. It's amazing. Sorry for all the other teachers, but oh yeah. But today is going to be our day of prayer, and I have been really excited about doing this. Because we definitely need to go before the throne of grace, don't we? And there's so many things that's going on around us. They need to be able to understand who we go to. Who is our Father? Who's the one that we go to? Who do we rest in? Who do we seek in guidance? Is it social media or is it the Heavenly Father? Is it Fox News or CNN or whatever, the Blaze or Daily Wire, or is it God? You know, where do we search first? Who do we seek first? So today we're going to be using this Sunday school class time for a personalized prayer, in the sense of you're just going to be writing out your prayers for this first time. During the morning service, we'll be going more into like a group setting if you feel comfortable doing that. It's where you can go groups of two, five, what have you. And so it'll be more focused small group. And then our afternoon service is going to be more of a corporate type praise. And it'll be unique. It'll be different. But just it's okay. I know we're Baptists. We can handle some change and something a little bit different. And so as we get into this and we start to go through, so if you need any pens, pastor's got some. So just raise your hand if we're going, when you write out your prayers. If you need some pens, they've got some in the back. Just raise your hand. Let us know. And that way you are equipped. We want to make sure that you're equipped for this time. But like we said, we're going to be singing. We're going to be writing out our prayers. We're going to have some scripture read by certain individuals in our church. And so it's going to be a well-rounded day today. So the first section, again, is going to be personal in the sense of, can I trust God? Can I trust Him? And is this personal for me? And what does God really care if I trust Him? And so that's going to be the theme around the Sunday school hour today. So before we get too much into that, we're going to sing together the song Only Trust Him. Jason's going to come up and lead us in that. Thank you. All right. Again, that song was focused on trusting God. If you didn't see that or hear that within that song and what our prayer should be, that should have been very relevant to you this morning. So this first prayer that we're going to be writing out is all wrapped around the question, can I trust God? And in the sense of, I embolden the I there. And that's a really great question in the sense of, you know what? Yeah, I can trust God, but really, truly, can I personally do that? Carson's going to come up and read for us Psalm 27:1, and this should help us in that thought process.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Okay, if you notice in that verse, the Lord is my light, my salvation. It is very, very personal in that regard. And so I want you to take a few minutes here, five minutes, 8 minutes. Take some time. Write out your prayer. Can I truly trust God? Do I really believe that I personally can trust God? So really focus on that. You have your bulletin there that you can write in, and just take that time. If you don't have anything to write on, please just focus on that truth and just let that ring true in representing or presenting that to God. So let's just take a few minutes and focus on that question.
Thank you. thinking along those lines. For some of you, this might be the first time that you've ever done something like this, where you can sit back, just focus, talk with God, write it out, make your own journal. This might be the first time you've ever been taught something like this. But you know, we always need to take that quiet time to be still and know that He is God. Me personally, how many times do we tell our kids, be still? Or other people's kids, be still. Have you ever caught yourself, don't run in the church building. Calm down. Just focus. Keep your legs still. And yet, how many times as an adult do we need to be told that? Just to sit back and let your requests be made known unto God. And I was focusing on this in the thought process of, you know, it's really great to counsel people to prayer. It's really great to preach prayer. It's really great to post that as a social media post so that I can look spiritual. And yet if I don't take it personally, what good is it for me? And is it actually helping other people when I don't believe it myself? We don't know. We don't know what God's going to do with that. But it does need to start with me. Dads, do you want your kids to be spiritual? To walk with God? And to pray? Does it start with you? Moms, same way. Grandparents, you're frustrated that your grandkids are going in weird directions? Well, I didn't do that when I was a kid. Well, new technology, you did different things, right? And yet, if they can see a grandparent reaching out to God, making their requests made known unto God, what difference is that going to make for them? I always think of Noah. Have you ever thought about this? Noah, who did he see God in? Was it Methuselah, who died the year that the flood happened? That's an interesting thought process. The oldest man died the year of the flood. So did he die in the flood? Especially since God said that the only one who found grace in his eyes was Noah? Or did he reach beyond that to a man who was taken from this earth, Enoch? Did he see a grandparent, a great-grandparent, making that example? Oh, they're too far gone. They're a distance away. We have to make this personal. So that's why I want to start with, can I trust God? All right, you've written out your prayer personally. We're going to jump into this next question, which is the same question, but one word is emboldened that's different. Can I trust God? We've got Neil. He's going to come and read Nehemiah 9:6, and then Sean's going to read Hebrews 1:3 right now.
Thou, even Thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein. And Thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth Thee.
Who being the brightness of His glory, and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high.
There in Nehemiah, a prayer made, expressing God's glory and all that He controls, all that He has power over. And yet going into Hebrews and expressing Jesus, who purged our sins, the majesty that's on display. We're going to take the next few minutes, 5, 8 minutes, and we're just going to focus on who our God is. It was personal. And now who are we personally believing and trusting in? Who is your God? If you say, well, what do I write out for this prayer? Why don't you write out all the descriptions of God that you can think of? And then just be still for a minute. I can't think of. Just be still for a moment. And then just think of creation. And what does creation tell you about your God? What does the Word of God tell you about our God? What does your body tell you about our God? I mean, it talks about that in Romans, how the creation speaks of God, shows that He is there. So why not take these few moments, 5, 8 minutes, and just make that prayer, write it out. Take a few moments there. Some of you might not have recognized the song that we were just listening to, but the title is Have Mercy on Me. And it was perfect. And that chorus, Have Mercy on Me, a broken and a contrite heart, you will not turn away. Have mercy on me. Why? Because of your steadfast love. It's been good. I stood in pastor's office a couple of weeks ago asking for his counsel. And I said, you know, it just feels like God's testing me right before I have to preach this sermon to see if I'm actually going to practice what I'm preaching. Why does he have to make me go through this? But isn't that good that when we read it, he shows us exactly the way it's supposed to be done. When we read the Word of God, he displays it through all kinds of different avenues in our life. I don't know how you responded today, but a few songs before I even listened. How many of you listen to songs during your devotions in the morning or afternoon or evening? Some of you do. That's good. If you've never done it, try it. Say, well, how am I going to, you know, I can't process things. So you'd be amazed how just listening through a hymn, I don't know if you've ever sung through a hymn and then you've just gone a totally different path as you're singing the hymn and you're thinking of all these things that God's done. That's what it does. I was listening to a song this morning, Is He Worthy? Is He Worthy? And that song points all at what we are just doing. I mean, who is the one who can save us? Who's the one that can be the perfect substitution? It's Jesus. He alone is worthy. I was listening to the song His Mercy Is More that Joe sang. Was it last week or the week before? His mercy is more. His mercy is more. It's more than what I could naturally give. I need to have His mercy in order to show His mercy, really. And so as we get it back into this, that question of, can I trust who? God. That's so important. Now we're jumping into a different question. Does God care if I trust Him? And for so many of you, I mean, you're already thinking right off the bat, yes, duh. I mean, that's a duh question, isn't it? You know, it's a natural desire for me as a father to want my children to trust me. And it amazes me how much a child can trust you, because without looking, a child desires to jump off of the fifth stair up into your arms when you're not ready. Have you ever had that? It's like, whoa! You know, those dad catches on YouTube that you watch just for entertainment, those are real, okay? The dad saves when the kid is flying off of the swing and you're, yeah! Or have you ever seen that one where the toddlers are down at the end of the hill and another kid is coming flying down the hill in that red and yellow car, and the dad is running trying to pass the red and yellow car because that red and yellow car with the kid in it is about to take out the other little kid, and he swings in right just in time to take that little toddler out of the way. That's dad saves. Does our God care if we trust in Him? That's a question. Rusty's going to come and read a passage, Psalm 78, 19 through 22, and then we will write out a prayer after that.
Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, He smote the rock, that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can He give bread also? Can He provide flesh for His people? Therefore, the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation.
What happened? God did all these wonderful, amazing things. Wouldn't you, as a dad, like to strike a rock and water come out of it? I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Your kids would want to hang around you a lot more often, right? God providing manna from heaven. God stopping the waters. And then we so quickly turn and complain. Complain to the same God who's done absolute miracles in our life. Has anybody been caught complaining during this pandemic? I mean, come on. Isn't it so easy to complain? Does God care when we complain? Because it's showing our unbelief in Him, in His plan. I wonder if Esther complained during her pandemic. Say, well, she didn't have the coronavirus. No, she was just put into a house for a year, prepped and ready just in case she could become the wife of the king, who got rid of his last wife because she didn't do what, you know, he told her to do. And yet, what did God do through that situation? Does God care if I trust in Him? It's a perfect question for us to go into. So in these next few minutes, okay, 5-8 minutes, just take the time to think through it this way. Think through all the complaints that you've made this morning and apologize for them. Answer it with God, do you care about this? You know, when my coffee machine did not make my coffee as strong as I wanted it to. God, did you care about the fact that I made coffee this morning and I left half that coffee on the table and walked away from it and then I only got a half a cup, you know? I mean, God, do you care when I express all of these feelings about how things didn't go my way? And yet, God, do you care when I complain about what's going on around us, when then I can in turn read so many letters from missionaries talking about how God has made a way when there seems to be no way in people's lives, working in people's lives for years, and then they finally, through a pandemic, say, I need to get right with God. Is that the reason for the coronavirus? One of them. Is that the reason why we have to do remote learning for our kids? One of them. Is it worth it? You answer that question. Talk through this prayer. And I'm stepping on my own toes this morning, so I don't know if you can feel it, but right through this prayer. God, do you care if I trust in you? Let's take a few moments and write this out. This is another good song. Have you heard the song Show Us Christ? I don't know if you know this, but this music was actually purposed to be listened to while you read through the scriptures, but the words behind that song, prepare our hearts, O God, help us to receive. Break the hard and stony ground, help our unbelief. Plant your word down deep in us, cause it to bear fruit. Open up our ears to hear, lead us in your truth. Show us Christ, show us Christ. O God, reveal your glory through the preaching of your word, until every heart confesses Christ is Lord. What are you searching for this week? Let's say, what were you searching for last week? So you go through and you watch the news as you go out and to the grocery store. Do you search for some way to propose your side of things? Like, I don't agree with this that's going on out there, so I'm going to find this news story in order to use that as a weapon to make sure that my side wins. That seems to be the reflection of this whole entire pandemic. So I'm going to use this, and I'm going to use this and gain it to my side. Yes, I'm speaking to myself. In order to make sure that everybody knows that I'm right, my opinion counts. And then what do you see all across our nation? Division. Division. Whether it's race, whatever it might be, whether it's mask, no mask, whether it's quarantine, quarantine, whether it's in school, not in school, whether it's Chevy or Ford, it doesn't matter. There's always something out there, isn't there? Now this week, let's change it up. As you've made your prayer and you've asked God to help you in your complaints, you ask God to make it personal and actually trusting in Him. Let's change it up. Let's not run into social media looking for another news story that I can like, love, and share, that shares my opinion about what we should wear and what we shouldn't, or what should happen with school and what shouldn't, or which political candidate I'm going for and which one I don't like. Let us make this thought process be ours. Show us Christ. Plant your word down deep in us. It's super hard to plant the word of truth when something is already planted there. And if your fruit that's coming out is everything but the word of truth, maybe there is something else that's planted there. And something that needs to be uprooted from my life so that I can actually live for Him. And that I can actually show others Christ. So as we round this out, we're going to sing one more song. But will you make that your prayer? Would you make it your prayer? Can I trust God personally? Can I trust God as in, is He even worthy of being trusted? Does He have the power? And how am I going to block out all of these complaints? We're going to sing, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. Jason, would you lead us in that?
Trust in Jesus, trust in His word, trust in
If you've got a few moments for a break, we'll be starting the morning service here at 10:30. You're dismissed.